There we go. Well, Arlen, as we look what's going on market-wise today, you kind of shocked me. No, I should revert a little bit because you've been telling us for a long time, expect twos in front of the corn, eight in front of the beans, but you didn't say anything about ones. And we've got some new crop bid prices out there in the country, which I think is going to catch a few folks by surprise.
Yeah, certainly so. We're particularly in the northern plains and northwestern Midwest where rail has been a problem, rail logistics and moving grain for much of the past year. So supplies from last year's crop still existed. We're trying to put new crop supplies around. And so storage is at a premium. And that's really pressuring basis for new crop bids. Seeing new crop cash bids now drop below $2 at some places in the northern plains, particularly in South Dakota, we're seeing a lot of problems. And for soybeans, down near $7 to $7.50, $7.54 is the lowest bid I was able to find this morning in South Dakota. So those farmers are really feeling the pain of the rail logistics and the big crops coming together, and it certainly isn't a pleasant one. Fortunately, we have big yields for the most part, so more bushels to sell at those prices, but it's still a disappointment for farmers.
Now, they should have been prepared. I mean, everybody's been talking about lower prices and how it's going to affect their bottom line this harvest season.
Yeah, unfortunately, some were talking about how corn prices couldn't go below 360, 350 in there, and that don't worry, they'll bounce back up to $4, that soybeans couldn't go below $10. Farmers, after having several years now of relatively high prices, have gotten accustomed to that and did not want to accept these low prices. I don't blame them for that, but it is a reality that we face with rising stocks here in the United States and expectations that we're going to see a big soybean crop in South America. Another thing that worries me is there's a lot of people out there who believe that because these low corn prices, we're going to see a significant reduction in acreage next year, not only here, but overseas as well. And we are going to see a reduction in corn acreage in South America and in the Black Sea region, it appears. But we've got a big surplus here in the United States that's going to make up for much of that reduction in production overseas next year. Furthermore, how much will corn acreage in the U.S. actually decrease this year if soybeans are going to be so surplus so big here in the United States? And Brazil, if no weather problem shows up, is looking at an 8 to 10% increase in production. So we could see soybean prices go far lower than is currently even below current prices, trying to discourage production, both corn and soybean acreage, trying to push to the other crop. And so we could be in a little bit of a price war as we go into the spring, and that may not get us the reduction in corn acres that some think.